Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your rejuvenated couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, August the 1st, 2016.
And this is episode 202.
Hey, everybody. And why are you lying to say rejuvenated? I am tired.
Well, we're rejuvenated enough to do the show. You feel? Or is that okay?
Nope.
I'm rejuvenated enough.
I am.
To do the show.
I am.
When we were supposed to do the show on the 4th, which, where were we for the 4th? Because we came back from somewhere on the 4th, didn't we? Did we go somewhere?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We weren't traveling on the 4th, because we're going to do a show on the 4th. Now I'm wondering if we missed something now.
No, we just didn't do it on the 4th. We just didn't want to do it on the 4th.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. Okay. But yeah, so, that was after mom's surgery and stuff like that. So, it was the 4th. So, I don't know. When we were supposed to do the show, we were like, nah.
We're like, you know what? We'll just see everybody.
Then we were like, okay, we'll come back on the 18th. And we was like, oh, we're so tired. We're just worn out and everything else. And we were just like, eh. You know, so that's kind of what happened there with us and everything. But thank you all for being so patient with us. You know, it was the 4th, and then the 18th we were supposed to come back, and then we were kind of like, we're gonna take the rest of this month off. And I was thinking, I haven't talked to Renee about it though. I was thinking, I wonder if that should be something that we should probably do regularly. Not when I say regularly, like yearly.
What? Just like take a break.
Take like the 4th off. I mean the July off or something like that. Or one of the summer months where we kind of just, you know, take a breather and be like, you know, and feel good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We'll see. So, what's going on to everyone in the Valen Tavern?
I missed you all. I'm so excited to see everyone. This is awesome. We have Hendo.
What?
JK Grammar is here.
What?
Zabi is here.
What?
And Mahogan is here, just not here, but here.
He's here. He's probably bashing something right now.
Probably.
And, you know, I hope he gets everything figured out and whatnot. So, yeah, it's great to see everyone. It's great to have you all back. It's great to be back. I mean, it's nice seeing you all. It's kind of like it's like a homecoming right now, you know.
It feels nice.
It feels real nice. So, let me fade this out here, and I think we're going to get into the weekend's wrap up, or we can say the month wrap up. So here we go.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh man, thank you, Hendo. Thank you. So, man, so where do we start? So, the last time we did the show was June the 20th.
That was a long time ago.
That was the Monday before my birthday.
It was.
And one of the things that happened on my birthday, we ended up taking the girls for my birthday. Mm-hmm. We took the day off, and we went together as a family to the movies. We went to go see Finding Dory.
Yeah.
How was it?
We got there too early.
Yeah, we got there too early.
For them. Yeah. Because they were going to have to sit for a while. Right, so I wish we came in later.
Right, right.
They did pretty good at first. For the most part, they did pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then they started getting increasingly restless.
Yeah, we got there. Like I told Renee, we got there 15 minutes too early. You know, and this is just hindsight talking. So it's one of those things where I think when we have them, we need to wait until the lights go down, or, you know, when they do the put your cell phones up or the big sound check.
Right.
The wah.
And we can even stand outside or something, but yeah, that's that. Yeah. So they wanted to get out of their seats about halfway through.
No, it was like, yeah.
About halfway through, they want to get out of their seats. And then we kept them in between us, just spread over four seats. And they just kind of walked back and forth. And I was like, oh. And then it got a little more.
And they got tired of being within those four seats, and then it went to,
so we had to take them
more rows, and then all of a sudden we were going up and down the steps, and then the front of the theater,
and by the end of the movie they were crawling on the floor,
which drove Renee crazy.
One, you look like little feral children, and two, it's gross. And I am all for boosting the immune system through germs, but that's just
too much.
That's just too much for me.
That's too much for you.
A little too much.
I get you.
But but they enjoyed it. They like to see the fish, and now they always say Nemo when they see Nemo.
And they'll say Dory.
They'll say Dory.
Yeah.
Dory.
Yeah.
But so we'll probably try a movie again. I don't know how long. A month. 2 months, probably a couple months. So, and my mom's surgery happened on the 29th. My mom had her surgery, her mastectomy for her cancer. It went well. Then she got the results back, and she's gonna be starting radiation soon. So, everything looks okay. It's not bad. Everything wasn't perfect, of course, like we would like, but she's doing well. She's getting some hair back. She has her spiciness back. She's
getting her groove back.
Probably that too. But everything's good with her. So,
yeah, everything went well with that.
She's loving that she gets to spend more time with the girls than she used to.
And a huge thanks to everyone too for their prayers, their thoughts, their kind words of encouragement and everything else. So it was well received, and wanted to pass that along to you all from mom and the family themselves. So thank you all for that. And then also before mom's surgery, I did tell folks, if you follow me on Facebook, but it is official. Black Lightning has been replaced.
Boom.
He has been replaced by a newer Black Lightning.
Newer version of Black Lightning.
It's actually 10 years newer than Black Lightning. But it's smaller. It's not, you know, it's not a V8 truck, you know. But it's a little four-cylinder Chevy Cobalt four-door. Makes it a little bit easier to get the girls in and out of. It's a little bit nicer on the wallet.
Yeah, that too.
And Renee actually doesn't mind driving it. She doesn't loathe it, you know.
Oh, I did not loathe it. Black Lightning. That's
She did say something that I thought was funny. She was like, I don't know you're home until I actually pull in the driveway now.
Yeah.
Because
I used to be right here.
Well, no, I'm talking about when you pull in, when you're driving in.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see the car.
I can't see.
Right.
Yeah, and I can't see if you've left. I can't see when you're here. It's like, but hey, I like a little mystery in my life.
So right. And here's the funny thing. On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, Jay will be going to the DMV to pick up his personalized license plate.
Dude, he's been calling every day for like nonstop for the past week. It's been like 2 weeks
It's been 2 weeks since I've been on, since you've seen me, but I called every day. So JJ got personalized license plates. This is the first time I got personalized license plates. And yes, roll your eyes, babe. There are two things that gets under Renee's skin.
There's more than two,
but here's two things about cars that get under Renee's skin. One, yellow cars. Because they, why is it getting your skin when it's yellow cars?
And I'm talking about that bright, audacious yellow.
Yeah.
Because they just want attention.
Yeah.
That's all they want. They want somebody to look at their car, say, look at me, and your car color is ugly. And if one of you has a red car.
Or yellow car.
Yellow car, your car color is ugly. I mean, you're probably a cool person, but your car is not.
And the other thing that gets under Renee's skin is exactly, Hendo. Personalized license plates.
It doesn't get under my skin. You getting it gets under my skin specifically.
Why?
It's not other people. I think some of them are rather clever. You don't seem like the personalized plate type person.
Well, why wouldn't I be? I have a tattoo here that says cowboy.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I have a license plate?
I don't know. It's a car.
And it's my car. It's cowboy. And I want people to know who's driving that car. Cowboy. Yeah.
They won't know who Cowboy is though. People won't even know what cowboy means.
I know.
They have no idea.
I hope a lot of people think that I'm like from.
They're gonna think you misspelled cowboy. That would be hilarious.
They think I'm Asian, probably. Then I get out, and big old black guy get out. You know, so I got my personalized plates will be here Wednesday. Well, they're here, but they're shipping to the Westport office, so I can go pick them up. And why is that happening again?
Why is what happening? Like what again?
It was like maybe that was me kicking something. I think I may have kicked something. But anyway,
good job.
So also since we've been away, we have taken the girls swimming a few times.
Oh my gosh! The first time they were a little cautious, and but by the end they were jumping off the side of the pool into our arms, and the second time they were just floating by themselves. They had on their little puddle jumpers, and they were just like going. I was like, okay, and they were actually moving around the pool, which is hilarious. So I liked that they liked the water, because I love the
water.
Yeah,
and the fun part, the last time that we were doing this, Zoe was on the little, what is that, just the float thing.
Yeah, it was just like a floating
this
chair.
This is the big old thing you kind of lay out on.
Yeah,
and
big
stuff like
layout
that.
Layout chair, yeah.
That most adults sunbathe on. Zoe laid on that for like 20 minutes.
She was just laid out, floating comfortable. It was hilarious.
Like, yeah.
And we didn't get many pictures because we were in the water. But yeah, they had a blast.
They did have a blast. So we had a blast. So we'll definitely have to do that again. One of the things that used to irk me, well, it doesn't irk me. We've taken one of our favorite places to eat here in Louisville, and one of our normal things we do on a weekend is go to Wild Eggs.
This is true.
And we've taken Nikki and Clark. If anyone else happens to come by, we'll probably take you to Wild Eggs for breakfast.
Pretty much.
And we have become the regulars.
Something I never thought I would well, we were regulars at Stevens and Stevens too. So yeah, we're regulars at two places. That's hilarious. But I don't mind, because they're really nice. And the girls like are they actually acknowledge the people there, which is pretty cool, because they don't usually acknowledge folks.
Yeah, they usually like me. I just look at people.
So, but Wild Eggs is amazing, and I don't know of a better breakfast place than that. Kim and I have a disagreement on the best brunch place in Louisville, but that's okay. I still love her, even though she's wrong.
Yes, Kim, you're wrong. But yeah, so definitely that's just one of the things that's been kind of going on there. I did my first photo shoot.
Tell us how that came to be.
So my neighbor across the street, you know, I just told him that, you know, if you're ever looking to have something done, I could probably help you out. I'm not a professional, because he's seen me outside taking pictures of the girls and whatnot. And it's kind of like just one of those things that, you know, I kind of want people to be able to have and stuff like that. So not charging anything, because I'm still trying to learn. And so I did my first photo shoot, and I'm gonna share the link here with folks in the chat room here, and check them out. I mean, Jeremy and them, they loved them. I mean, I think I did pretty good. I've also asked for more feedback from folks and everything else.
So what do you think of the feedback?
It's been great. You know, they've been very helpful. I've been wanting to go through a lot of it. And I've actually got some techniques from some folks for things that I'm probably going to do. So, you know, like, on one of them, you know, the tree looks good, but maybe I need to crop more of the tree out, you know, things of that sort and everything else. So I think I'm definitely gonna take a lot of the feedback to heart, and I'm actually gonna re-edit some of these pictures as well, just to see how everything goes. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to doing it again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so what'd you think? You gave me your feedback.
Yeah, I did. I thought they were really good.
Yeah.
And everybody looks so happy and natural. I like that.
Yep, and Renee was honest with me. She told me some of the ones that she didn't like and some of the ones she did like. And
I'll always be honest with
you. Yeah, and I really appreciate that. And if any of you want to give me some feedback, feel free to let me know. You know, and then also if you're looking to move to Louisville or anything like that and want to buy a house, Jeremy here, he's a real estate agent. He'll hook you up. He may even get you into a great neighborhood that may be close to Renee and I. So, as long as you're not crazy. Not crazy. But yeah, so what else has been going on, babe? I've been talking a lot.
You have been. So let me tell y'all what's going on.
What's going on?
So, our refrigerator, we noticed, was freezing the items in the refrigerator,
right?
And we would turn it up warmer and then it would freeze after a while, so we had it on the warmest setting and it was freezing things, so yeah. Obviously something wasn't right. Called the repair people, came out, and it was a sensor, right?
Yes, on that it was one. Some control board or something.
Thanks, Obama. And then Jay got maintenance done on the thermostat.
I got
Did it break? Or
no,
is it?
I got maintenance done. So you all remember in 2012 when our AC went out, you know, so we got a new AC unit. I never had it serviced since then. And I was like, you know what? We're going on year four. This is the fourth. We're getting ready to go into the fourth year of having this new unit. I think I need to have the people come out and take a look. And just service everything, make sure everything's looking good and whatnot. So they came out and they did their little thing, and he was like, hey, have you noticed that your when your AC's running, the auxiliary is on? And I was like, yeah, I have noticed that. I always just thought it was,
I didn't notice that.
I said, I always just assumed that, you know, it meant that I'm using more power now because you know, I'm turning on some extra fans. But he was like, no, what's happening is it's actually turning on your auxiliary heat as well. So basically, you know, your light bill is going to be more, you're going to burn your auxiliary heat out faster. And it's kind of like we were having this cold, warm air blowing out of the vents, you know. Just thought it was kind of weird. So,
Oh my gosh. So
they did the maintenance, and they was like, well, it seems like your thermostat is broken. Your thermostat is doing it. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And this is all in the same day, you know. So I had already paid the $180 because I'm gonna have them come out and do the furnace as well. And then they came back out to put in the thermostat. And I went ahead and said, you know, we're not a smart home yet. So
can we, yeah.
You know, I'm not buying a Nest.
Are we a dumb home, babe?
We're a smart home now.
Now we are.
Yeah,
we weren't.
We wanted, if we were cold, we had to get up out from under the covers and walk and turn the heat up. Now we can just do it from our smartphones.
What is this world is just lazy.
Technology.
The world has become lazy.
It is. And then.
But I kind of like it.
It's kind of nice. It is kind of nice. So we're definitely going to see how it goes. So, but it's kind of nice. It's been pretty good, pretty good to us and whatnot.
Yeah, so that's cool. And the girls had their first dentist appointment, like actual dentist appointment.
It wasn't the sunshine visit. Whatever they call it.
Well, it wasn't sunshine for Maya, and it wasn't sunshine for Maya this time either. She does not like the dentist. I'll tell you that much. She doesn't like strange people being all close to her. And
she like a mom.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, let's just say things didn't go the best, but she didn't. It wasn't as bad as last time.
It was not.
So I guess there's that.
Yeah.
But Zoe did great.
Yeah.
They got to pick a prize out of the chest, and Zoe just wanted to play with the chest because she likes boxes. So she just wanted to play with the chest. It was kind of funny.
So I think Zoe's just the most trusting. Zoe, even though she gives us a lot of shit.
She does. She gives us a lot of shit.
She trusts you and I a lot.
A lot.
Because if we say, hey, go say hey to that person, she'd be like, hi.
Yeah.
Maya. Well, I'm not sure if it's a trust or what. Maya is just more of a, I'm going to trust him when I trust him.
Yeah, like, I don't, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not.
Now, Zoe doesn't always do that, you know.
But Zoe will smile at people, right. And she'll act generally friendly. And Maya's face says, I hate you. So.
Right. She's like, I don't know who you are. I'm not going to trust you. Are you stuck with my needle a long time ago? Or you look like someone that stuck me with a needle a long time ago. And you're wearing the same type of outfit. And therefore, I do not like you. Who is she like? Who is that like? Man, it's like somebody. They can't separate when someone reminds them of something. Who is that?
Their father.
Oh, right. Right, that's me. Sorry,
you're the worst at that. But so yeah, so we go back in 6 months. I'm hoping that it's better. And then we went on vacation.
Yeah, we went on vacation. We did our first Airbnb.
Yeah, well, we went to Atlanta.
Yep, we went to Atlanta. Yep,
and we stayed a couple days in Atlanta, and I went to Hibachi for my sister's birthday party, which was fun. Her friends are crazy, and I love them.
I got to be the cool uncle / dad.
Babysitting three toddlers at the same time. I did. Everybody had a blast.
And I'm just glad Maya and Zoe cooperated and came upstairs so I can put them to bed.
Yeah, they didn't like saying, no!
I'm staying downstairs. I'm like, no.
So the birthday party was fun. Hibachi was nice. They did all the hibachi tricks. The flaming onion and tossing of things. He even threw a piece of broccoli at me. So,
oh really? He was probably like, oh, she here by herself.
I'm gonna flirt with her. There were other people there, brother. I'm gonna flirt whatever.
With her. Well, you
so
cute.
That was fun.
You cute.
And the next morning, we were getting ready to go to the beach, and we were getting the twins out of their jammies, and we were trying to pack stuff at the same time. And Jay said, "Hey, Renee, can you help me get my out of her jammies? Just lift her up so I can pull her jammies off her feet." Lifted her up by one arm, which I know for a fact I shouldn't have done, but we've been doing it for so long, and I had something in my hand, and put her down, and she started crying and holding her arm.
Well, she started crying.
She started crying.
It was kind of like, really?
Yeah, I crying? Thought she was just
I was like that,
whatever.
Too. I was like, girl, come like, on girl, now. We got to get you somewhere. Dressed.
And then she kept crying. And then I saw her hold her arm. I was like, oh, crap. So yeah. I picked her up, and I rocked her. She didn't get any better. She got on the bed, tried to crawl. She couldn't crawl on that arm. I was like, all right. And we were like, okay, we got to go to the ER.
Yeah.
Went to the ER. There was nobody there, thank goodness.
Yeah.
They had a huge tank that had two birds in it, and even while she was hurting, she was like, bird. Right. And so we went back in, and what it turned out to be is called nursemaid's elbow. It is actually really common around their age. What it is that toddlers are pretty flexible. So when that happens, like if they jerk away from you or they fall out and you're holding their hand, the ligaments in the elbow get caught in the joint, so that, you know, that's what's causing the pain. So the doctor came in, she took Maya's arm, did the slightest twist, and it was done. Like it was half a second, if that. She left the room. I cuddled Maya. She cried for about a minute more.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped crying. And then I gave her her app. It's the flashcard app that she likes. And she was going through it, and I was doing it, and I was kind of doing it for her. All of a sudden, she used the hand that was hurt. She started scrolling through it. So she was 100% back to normal. No pain, no crying. Nothing. And they were super nice at that hospital.
But yeah, they were like, you know why they're super nice?
What did we get today that told
so
us
we,
why?
So nice? I was checking our HSA account, and I was like, you know what? Let me go see. Because Renee and I had said, you know what? We started guessing. How much you think the merch room is going to cost? So your initial guess was...
I think mine was 300.
No, it was 200.
Oh, okay. It was 200.
It was 200. And I was like, psh. Nah, it's gonna be 500. And then we looked today, it was our discounted price was $932.
Woo! Oh gosh.
If we didn't get the discounted price, it would have been almost $1,300. So
not happy about that.
Yeah.
Can we say payment plan?
Payment plan.
Yeah.
I can say it.
Yeah, so it sucks that ERs are like that.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because it puts us at a disadvantage. But anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the healthcare system is broken.
So So that was the only time we talked about the money, because we were leaving that morning for Savannah.
Yeah.
Georgia.
And we weren't going to worry about it.
We're going to worry about it. So then we got back to the house. Packed up all the cars, and we headed to Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Airbnb. It was our first time doing Airbnb.
Yes.
And I was a little nervous because I didn't know what it was going to be like, but we found a wonderful house.
Yes.
It doesn't look like much from the outside, but it's gorgeous inside. Two bedrooms. We had to put up the glass end tables and the glass coffee table because toddlers.
Yep.
This is why we can't have nice things. The house was great. It was designed so well. She had a Clinton autobiography. We were like, yes. and then Jay Facebook stalked her for a bit. That
I
wasn't
did.
Creepy at all.
It was not.
It was really creepy. Facebook stalked her. So the first, and we got in pretty late. So we decided to get something to eat, right?
Yes.
That night. So we looked around.
Because you called Deidre and you said, hey, you know, we're going to get there. We're going to get something to eat. Because she was like an hour behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you're going to wait for us, right?
Yeah. And I was like, of course I'm going to wait for you. What were you thinking I was talking about? I meant all of us. She's such a nut.
Yeah.
So we went to this place called Basil's. Mm-hmm. And it's like a pizza place, and it has other stuff like that. And they have a kids' room with like little stadium seating with all the kids were playing. So that's kind of nice. And they have a camera there, so if you need to watch, see your kids there. The kids that were there, they were pretty rowdy. Is that a nice way to say it?
They were badass kids.
Okay.
How about that?
They were badass kids. It was crazy. They were like beating up a little boy. Now, they knew the little boy, but still, they were beating him up, and I was like, oh my gosh. And the parents, of course, either weren't paying attention or did not care. I'm not sure which one.
And I just posted a link to the Airbnb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's...
For folks to look at the pictures.
Yeah. So, Basil's was good. I really enjoyed it. Big old, whatchamacallit, calzone.
Yeah, big old calzone. Now, it wasn't a pop, Imprezzelli calzone.
Imprezzelli is like
a pizza folded in half.
Yeah, a pizza folded in half. Like a huge pizza just folded in half. Yeah. They're crazy. Yeah. So the next morning, got up. We went to the beach. Okay, the beach was fun. The twins liked it. They like playing in the sand most of all. But let me just say, and the water is super warm at the Tybee Island Beach. Like, it was so weird to me. Like, I felt like I was in a bath. But the beach is fun, but then you have to leave and pack up. Like, it's fun going there. Like, yay, yeah, we're going to the beach. And then when you get there, it's like, okay.
Can we just leave everything here?
Yes.
And go away.
Exactly. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
But we still had fun. The leaving part was exhausting.
It was.
And sand was everywhere. They didn't have anywhere to rinse off. The girls were hot and the girls were hungry. And
they were eating
sand.
Cheerios out of the sand.
So they were just eating handfuls of sand along with the Cheerios, and they were running around, and it was just crazy. So we ended up going home. They didn't want to take a shower with me to get all the sand off, and they were screaming, and I had to wash their hair, and they hated me. It was just...
Ethan almost saw his auntie naked.
I know, because I was not paying attention. I got comfortable. I started getting undressed like I was at home.
It was awesome.
It was crazy.
Oh.
So then after that, we were exhausted.
Yeah,
what did we eat that night? We ate something.
No, that night, didn't I pick up Basil's?
No, we had our leftovers from Basil's that night. Yeah, that night we had our leftovers.
Is that when I went and got the... Oh, yeah, and that's when I went and got the half chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then...
Oh, no. Chris didn't come that night, right?
Yeah, he came... No, we went to the Crab Shack. We did.
Yeah, we went to the Crab Shack.
So Crab Shack is this restaurant. It consists of like five buildings, has three kitchens.
I'm pulling up.
And it has, you can feed the alligators, and they don't have any fried seafood. It's all boiled. We had our first crawfish. Let me just say, I mean, it's not bad, but it's a lot of work for a tiny piece of meat. No, thank you.
Yeah, so I think the Crab Shack is it's all about I mean, it definitely has to be about the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was really good. I'm trying to see here. Is this the Crab Shack here? Yeah, this is it right here. So,
I mean, it was good. I could tell that it's a hyped up place, and it's probably a little overhyped.
I think it's like that one barbecue place in Salt Lick.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you it's kind of like Salt Lick.
Probably.
So the Crab Shack is like, to me, for Savannah or Tybee Island, or wherever this damn place is. It's Tybee Island. I think this place is the Salt Lick of it. So
yeah. But so that was good. We went home the next morning. Was it time to go? No, that was our chill day. We were, the original plan was to go to the beach 2 days in a row. Yeah. We changed that really quick and we chilled that day. It was so nice. Like, I laid out, took a nap. It was so nice.
No, the next day we end up going to...
That was Sunday, right?
No.
No, so, that was Monday.
So that Sunday we went to the beach. And then Monday we were like, we're not going back.
Right. Oh, this wasn't chill day. What was I thinking about?
No, so Monday we ended up going to Savannah itself, Savannah City.
Right.
And we had lunch there at a place called
Spanky's,
which is the quote original location of the chicken tenders.
Right. They say that they invented the chicken fingers. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they claim.
Home of the original chicken finger, and I'm putting that copy, and I am putting that in the.
Hey, good. I had a hot chicken and cheese, like kind of flatbread pita thing.
Oh, it was like a Philly steak.
Yeah,
but with chicken fingers.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
It was
And Jay had huge chicken fingers.
I did. I got the 8-piece, and I only ate 3, so
they were really big.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was really good, but it was hot there. It is not stroller friendly.
Savannah is not, the down by the river is not.
It is not. It has cobblestones and all this stuff, and but it's right by the river and it's really pretty. And so then after that we left because we had been there for a while. We did go to the candy shop. There's a big candy shop there, and we all got some candy. Because candy, I love candy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I like candy.
But yeah, it was pretty good.
So then we went back home, and
y'all took a nap.
We were exhausted.
Y'all took a nap.
Jay played games with Ethan while we took a nap.
Yeah, so Ethan and I played Netrunner, and we had a pretty good time. It's the first time we played it.
What is Netrunner?
Netrunner is like a card game where you're, one player is the corporate and one person is the hacker, and the hacker's trying to get in to disrupt the evil corporation. So
dun, dun, dun.
So it's like Mr. Robot a little bit.
So who were you?
I was the evil corporation.
Aw, you let him be the good guy.
Yeah.
You're so nice.
I did. And so
that's sweet.
That inspired me to pick up more games.
Okay. When do you ever need inspiration to pick up more games is what I want to know.
That gave me more inspiration.
You don't need more.
It pointed me in a different direction in my mindset to not think selfishly about just about me playing.
Oh.
So I was thinking about what's good for.
Oh, for other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now not only are you buying games for yourself, you're buying games for other people.
I am.
So, dude, I swear, he is addicted to buying games. How many games do you think he even has?
So, Punk Gopher, talk to this lady. Am I really that addicted? Also, Punk Gopher. And by the way,
how's Punk Gopher going to know?
Punk Gopher. And also, I'm just going to say, welcome back, Punk Gopher.
Welcome back.
What's going on? Why are you sound all sad about that?
I'm not
sad.
You're
not going to cut me off. I do. Games are good, Punk Gopher. You are right. Games are good. And also, Punk Gopher, are you going to be at Gen Con this coming weekend? So games are amazing.
Games are great, but you have not seen this man.
So wait a minute. So if games are great, why can't it just be games are great? Why is there a but in there?
Why do you keep interrupting me?
No, I'm just saying.
No, no, I'm not just saying. You interrupted me.
No, I'm saying
games are great, but have you all seen this man's game room? No, you have not.
Because
it is full of games.
Because I do not have a game room.
So many.
I don't have a game room.
It's in Toby's room.
That's right. I don't have a game room.
Toby's room is has 3 shelves? 2 shelves? Tall shelves. Filled with games. I'm like,
it's not even tall shelves.
And you have games there that you've never played.
I have games. So some of the games that I haven't played are games that I have bought because we were going to do start doing monthly couples night game with Adrian and Cole.
So
no, that is true. That is true. Some of the games that are on there, the cooperative games that I have, are games that that we all were going to play with other people. So that, because I remember buying a bunch of them, thinking about that, like Flashpoint. Like we did get to play Dominion Island. I did pick up Splendor, which is, you know, a game we're supposed to have. And these are games that you and I can play together, but some of them are just better to play with more than two people, because right. you're trying to trade gems and stuff like that, and then you're trading between you and I mean, okay, you know. But that's why I want to get more focused in on two-player games between you and I, so.
Right. But you yeah. never asked me to play.
I know, because there's so much more I would rather do with you, like cuddle on the couch and watch TV than sit in our hard chairs, because I don't have a game room. Because if I had a game room, oh, it would be comfortable for us to play games.
Something tells me the next house we get is going to have a game room.
It's going to have a game room. It's going to have an attached garage. We're going to have a basement. We're going to have a big old bedroom like Nikki and Clark. That we can just escape in.
Still jealous of your bedroom.
I'm jealous of and I hate to say this, and y'all know I hate the term man cave, but dude, Clark's man cave, or Clark's office, or Clark's space.
Sanctuary. I would call it a sanctuary.
It's a freaking sanctuary.
It's amazing. It just feels like it's like contained. It's nice.
Well, why are you throwing shade?
What?
Contained. What's that supposed to mean? You trying to say my stuff's not contained?
It is not contained.
I will say,
Jay's stuff is bleeding all over the house.
I will say this. Renee has offered for me to get rid of the guest room and turn it to a game room.
I have offered that.
She has offered that. But I want our guests to be able to stay here.
All right.
Over me having a game room. So I will say that, because I'm not just going to be like, Renee doesn't want me to have a game room. But one day I'll fix the garage or the shed out there and make it less spider webby. I don't know. Or we can just buy a new house. How about that? So anyway, so how do we? Oh, we play Netrunner. Oh, and we went to Basil's. We talked about the pizza place. So that was our trip to Savannah. And we came back home after eating that Flying Biscuit the following morning in Atlanta, and coming back and having a nice trip back. And then we were planning for Maya and Zoe's birthday party.
Woo!
Which was going great. Until...
Okay, so the night before, I went to the deep freezer to get a package of turkey for the turkey burgers. Went out there, into the shed, opened the door. I was like, huh, the freezer light's off. That's funny. I'm like, maybe it blew. Reaching there to get turkey. Oh, crap. I was like, Jay, the freezer's warm. And then the smell hit me. It was so gross and nasty. And Jay was like, what the hell? So,
yep.
We started plugging things in, and we realized
that the
the
outlet that the freezer was on, the breaker flipped on it. So
we just kind of stood there for a second. Like, I knew we had to do something, but I was just like, so sprung into action, got a trash can, we started throwing everything away.
Yeah, so it was like
Chicken breasts,
chicken thighs, whole chickens, frozen soups that I made,
yep.
soups that I bought, bread. Freezer meals,
tons of bread, my fudge, a whole full box of fudge pops,
my box of skinny cow sandwiches. So,
Jay's last bit of mom's collard greens that he was saving for a special occasion.
I forgot about it.
I gotta tell them about
it. I know
this.
You do. I forgot about it again.
So.
And I seriously didn't think
so we were just throwing stuff away. It was like, we were just, oh. And the smell was gross. And we finally did that.
Yeah.
And I think Jay plugged in the freezer just so we could see. So the light could come on, I think.
So what I did is I had, the outlet that was on, there was two outlets that's on it. I thought maybe it was the reset button thing. Mm-hmm. That wasn't it. So I went out around and I saw that the breaker had flipped. And then, you know, so we plugged it back in after you you got it cleaned out.
Yeah. So, well, Jay took the meat to throw it out. I'm not going to say where, but he went to throw it out.
No, I went to a different, I went to an apartment complex that I did what some people do that I'm not going to name dad or anything like that. but I did do that. But my thing is, it was my old apartment. But dude, I was so pissed off.
It was like at least $400 worth of food.
It was.
And I had got that meat on sale. It was great. And so then while
That was going to be our fallback meat for this week.
Yeah. We weren't going to go to the store. We were just going to eat. I mean, we had tons of meat in there that we could eat. So while Jay took the meat to go throw away, I had to tackle the job of cleaning it up.
You did a good job.
It was so gross. I had to soak up all the juices at the bottom, wiped. Like, after everything was wiped, I had to go over everything with freaking Clorox wipes and clean it out. And it was super gross. But yeah. I got it done. And so now our freezer is pretty empty.
Is there a bag of ice in there?
There's a bag of ice in there. That's about all we have in there.
And I have a kind of like a nightlight plugged into the outlet now, so that when we walk by, you know, we can kind of see it. And we see it. We walk by it every day because we're taking Toby out.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm checking it all the time. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I check it when I walk past.
But the thing is that, you know, normally it'll last about food in the freezer. If you don't open it, can last about a day,
mm-hmm.
maybe two. I think. I mean, I don't know if you don't open it. So we'll be able to catch it if it happens again. And then I told a dog sitter, and she's on the check it. Like when we do leave, just kind of look over there and see. So she felt bad. I told her not to feel bad. It wasn't anything she did or couldn't have done. I mean, this just happens. I mean, it just takes one time for it to happen before it happens. And then birthday party.
It went pretty well, I think. So
pretty well. Everyone was like
So my family came over to help in the morning. We set up the blow up pool in the back, the water table. Jay bought a canopy. We had the little wading pool. We moved the playhouse to the back and set up umbrellas, and then we started to cook. Deidre bought cupcakes up from Publix. We forgot to talk about Publix, and might as well talk about Publix now since I just brought up Publix. Quick aside, I went to Publix for the first time. Jay usually always brings me cake back. Yes. But I went in there, spent $20 at the bakery. Publix is like this magical place that have these, they sell their icing. They sell their freaking icing. And you know why?
Yeah.
Because it's crack. And I want a Publix cupcake so bad right now. And I hate that we don't have Publix. Anyway. So.
But you know where they do have Publix?
Nashville. I know this. I like the love I have for Publix can't contain it. I love Jay. If Publix was a person, I think I'd leave you. I'm sorry.
Really?
Because they would give me cupcakes every day for free.
That is hilarious.
But so we started cooking a little later than we wanted to, but it's okay. So made turkey burgers, we made chicken, and we made hot dogs. Jay didn't make all the hot dogs. Boo on Jay.
But look at it this way. We get to
have hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's true.
We need to get some baked beans now.
We have baked beans.
I know we do.
So let's just say, my main family came, mom, sisters, my nephew August, dad, my cousin Ursula, her three kids, and Jeremy and Liam across the street. They came. Liam is about 2 months younger than the girls. And Adrian and Cole and Sawyer came. Unfortunately, they had to cancel their weekend trip, but they get to come to our party. So I was happy and sad. for them. Yeah. And all the kids had a blast playing in the water and playing with the cars, and it was just great. Everybody had a really good time.
Yeah.
Comes to the food, the number one item that people raved about was Jay's chicken. Everybody was like, that chicken is so good. What did you use on it? It's amazing. It was so tender and juicy and moist. I loved it. So Jay's secret is Chicago steak seasoning.
Chicago steak
seasoning. Is the one that did all the work. Whatever. But you put the right amount on there. Is
yeah.
What you did.
Yeah.
So the chicken was gone fast.
Well, and the two, I knew we were going to be cutting it close. So I found the perfect meat to grill. And it is boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
It's great.
That is like the meat to grill.
Because it's fatty, so it doesn't get dry. It
doesn't get dry. It cooks quick. And it's tender. It's juicy when it comes off. And, you know.
Like, I can't imagine grilling any other kind of chicken now.
Yeah.
Like, so everybody always does wings and legs. I'm like, no.
Yeah. So that is going to be my meat of choice for when we're hosting them. We have to get stuff done real quick. So yeah. So the birthday party went great. All the kids that came to the birthday party were wore out, which was the plan.
Yeah.
Which is why it was good to do it at 11 o'clock.
And not only that, it rained that afternoon, so.
But it's always good to do it at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. I think we'll always have morning birthday parties.
That wears them out, and the parents are grateful for that because it wears the kids out, and they can get a good nap in. You know, kind of fills that morning up and stuff like that. So, after the party, I went down to the pet shop store.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some games. I may have bought some War Machine.
I have.
So I've been putting them together, and I have, I have some of them primed, and they're ready to be painted, and I'm excited about playing some War Machine, with Cole and Jim. So we shall see how this goes. So and then after that, I came back home, and Muhogan, the chicken thighs, I did get those from Costco. So that was kind of the running joke that I'm having to always, you know, that's the running joke that we always have to deal with.
What?
That we buy everything from Costco.
We don't buy, like, but we buy more stuff from Kroger than Costco.
I know, but, you know.
Yeah.
I should be like, did you get that from Kroger? You know, but anyway. So when I came back and everything, gave the girls dinner and stuff. And Renee, what did you do?
I went out and had a girls' night with my sisters. We always like to do sister time. Since Deidre lives in Atlanta, we like to use the time when she's here to go out and have some fun. So we went to Havana Rumba, which is this amazing Cuban place. We took Nikki and Clark there, and it was yummy. And so we went there, and of course I got a margarita. And since my tolerance is so low after the girls, it just takes one. And so I was drunk. They will tell you, I was crazy drunk. And then Deidre was driving, so she wasn't going to finish hers. I drank the rest of hers, which was close to 3/4 full. And then Kim didn't finish hers, so I drank the rest of hers. I seriously had 2 big old margaritas. It was so good. And I was so drunk, and I felt I was a happy drunk. I can be a mean drunk or a happy drunk. I was a happy drunk that night. So I had a blast. We were talking about old times, talking about our lives. I love my sisters. They're amazing. Woo!
Yep. So, and then one thing that I have going on this coming weekend. Well, 2 things going on this weekend is Cole and I are doing like this haunted house zombie thing where we get to carry M4s or replica M4s through that shoots lasers or something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but we're going to be for his birthday. We're gonna be killing zombies on Saturday.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then on Sunday, all my buddies here in Louisville and also some of the folks from Bowling Green, we are going up Sunday morning to Gen Con in Indianapolis.
Yay for you.
Yeah. So it's going to be kind of fun. Since it's Cole's birthday, he's going to be able to go, and it's going to be nice. And the zombie thing is called, let's see, hold on, what's it called? Zombie thing. It is called, Zombie Apocalypse Live. So, Google it, Zombie Apocalypse Live. So, we'll see how it goes. So, anyway, and Moo Hogan, you know, Gen Con's in Indianapolis. It's only like 2 hours away. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
And we're going Sunday morning. Sunday mornings, that's the last day, and that's family day. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Family day, you can get 4 tickets for like $45.
Oh, that's cool.
And by family, just 4 people. So we got like
grown, it doesn't have to be.
We got grown ass men walking in.
Actually, family.
Yeah. So
got it.
But yeah, so that's what we got going on this weekend. And as I thought, babe,
what?
We have done an hour of catching everybody up.
Wow.
So
yeah, we're gonna leave it.
So with that being said, if you have not watched Strange Things on Netflix,
and I can imagine how you have not, because everybody is talking about
we are on episode
three,
and
most people have finished it.
It's good.
It's really good.
It's one of those shows where I want to watch all of it, but it's almost so much going on a little bit.
Yeah.
Where two episodes is about as much as I can get.
The kids are amazing actors. Like, yes. They're like, I believe that it almost actually happened. Yeah. They're that good. Yeah. And they're better than the adults even. Yeah. It's great. It's like they said, it's the Goonies meets X-Files, and that is very appropriate description. So yeah. Check out Strange Things.
Yeah, definitely. So we didn't get a chance to do birthdays.
Nope.
So we owe a lot of people.
It's gonna be hilarious next show.
Well, if you had a birthday,
or we might just start fresh. Like, hey, well, I think sorry,
we're gonna start fresh.
Sorry. It'll be like a month and a half of birthdays, and it's boring just for us to sit here for like 5 minutes saying happy birthday to people some of y'all don't even know. So.
On the August 15th is when we'll be back. It was good seeing you all and talking with you all again. It's good to be back behind the mic. It feels good to Brian Neighbor's birthday is tomorrow. You know what? Let me just take a quick look. Damn it. I can just take a quick look. Shit. So Brian Neighbor's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Brian. But I feel bad if I don't do everybody else.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sorry. Oh, why does Brian get one? Because he's special.
Maybe he is.
Wow, JJ. You suck.
Who sounds like that?
I don't know.
Do you sound like that?
I don't sound like that. Anyway, that's JK's thing. JK wanted to tell me Brian's birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking through here. Cole's birthday is on Saturday. I do have to say that. You know what I'm saying? I got a shout out to Cole. And, you know, and my niece's birthday. Yeah. All right. Cool. A lot of birthdays. Love you all. Anyway, see you all next week. If I didn't say your birthday, I blame JK, because JK decided to start telling me people's birthday. So apparently in JK's eyes, Brian Ibbett is the only one that matters. So take it up with JK. Anyway, Love you guys. We're going to see you next week.
Bye. And
bye now. Oh, I said weekly, next week, August 15th, bi-weekly. We still like every other week. August 15th is when we see you guys again. No, we're not that rejuvenated. All right.
Bye, y'all.
There's going to be somebody that didn't listen to the music. They skipped to it. They're going to be waiting for this next week. So that just shows you. You didn't listen to the song until the end, damn it.
Alpha Geek Radio.